Hi everyone, Sane Man here. This video is brought to you by a donation from Lou, and here's what he has to say. Hi Sane Man, can you do a video on crushes? I realized the other day that I don't have them anymore, and haven't had them for a long time now. Is it because of the red pill, or is it just something guys grow out of? I'm 30 years old now. Maybe I'm just jaded because I was in a terrible relationship. What do you think? So going back to high school, I had crushes on a few girls that I had classes with, like any high school guy, I guess. After high school, I dropped out of college and started hanging out with some stoner-slash-hippie circles, and had a huge crush on this hippie girl. For some reason, she seemed perfect to me. She was really pretty, but not like a 10 or anything like that. Still, I was head over heels. I even loved traits about her that others found off-putting, like when she laughed. I never told her this or asked her out, even though we hung out all the time and did things together, almost like a couple. Before I got the nerve, she started dating another guy. Not long after, and a 45-year-old lady who was one of my customers, because I was a pot dealer at the time, asked me to have sex with her. I did, since I wasn't good with women and didn't really have the social skills to get dates. I didn't know when I'd have another chance for sex. She love-bombed me and we ended up dating for 4 years. She was my first and only girlfriend. I never felt I was in love with her. I left because after the honeymoon phase, she treated me like crap. She was always spending more money than we had, almost always demanding, and always upset over one thing or another. The last year and a half or so was sexless. I couldn't take it anymore and I left. She red-pilled me, and I told myself she just wasn't a good woman. Then I looked around and realized it wasn't just her. And they're all like that. Anyway, I didn't really have any crushes while we were together, but that could have been because I was busy trying to keep her happy. I found MGTOW almost right away after breaking up with her. Since then, I've been working on self-improvement and don't really have a social life. Maybe I'm just not around women enough to start liking them. Maybe it's the red pill plus past experiences, or is it just because I'm older now? Looking forward to the video. Well, Lou, thanks for the donation as well as the topic. I'll get to it in just a minute, but let me first tell everyone about today's sponsor, the Red Pill Ring. The Freemasons have their own rings, and now so do we. When another MGTOW sees your gold, silver, or bronze ring, he's going to know exactly what it means, and that both of you have the same value system. Now all we have to do is make a secret handshake. Please visit redpillring.com today to get your precious, precious ring. Do it fast before Gollum with boobs stops you. Anyways, now back to the pot dealer leaving his crazy girlfriend that's 20 years older than him clown world show. Before I get to the idea of having a crush, I want to first discuss the massive age difference you had with that woman. You couldn't be interested in a woman in her 40s that was raised during a time when women were more polite, because you experienced a dead bedroom scenario because that 45-year-old woman probably wasn't interested in you, but instead was interested in your resources. She saw your vulnerability and thirst and figured she had a simp for life. Sex was a trap and she got a slave that didn't know it. She cut the sex off figuring that after 2 or 3 years, you weren't going anywhere, but you called her bluff and left her. As for having a crush, it's like your mind creates an instant love scenario. You see a woman you don't even know much about her, but for whatever reason, your mind starts to release bonding hormones. That's always the way I understood it. Lou, you hung around with that hippie chick. She was probably crushing on you too and waiting for you to make a move. Maybe it was nerves or lack of self-confidence or esteem as to why you didn't approach her and ask her out. Maybe you were oblivious to the fact that if she's there hanging around with you alone, that she must be interested. She probably got sick and tired of waiting and got together with someone else. I didn't realize that girls had crushes on me, but they would just hang around and wouldn't say anything. In my life, there were about 5 of them that were really hot, and another 5 that were average or below average. In high school, it was like I'd have a crush on a different girl every month or two. I didn't get stuck on just one. But some guys I knew had a crush for months or years on end to the same woman, even though they were clearly disgusted and disinterested in such men. It was the worst case of one-itis you'd ever seen. Also, it doesn't seem to make any sense which women we get a crush on. One of the first ones I got a crush on was a goth chick back in the 9th grade that smelled like rancid cigarettes and had black nail polish and looked paler than a ghost. Even 4 or 5 years ago when I was on dating apps like Match.com for research purposes, I could still get crushes. I wish that part about research purposes was still a joke, but I'm now the proud owner of Match Group stock, which owns Match.com and Tinder, so it's good to still be a free member to see what they're offering. If they're offering anything new, that might be game-changing. So I know to buy more of this loneliness stock. For the longest time, I tried to figure out why I had a crush on the weirdest, laziest, and craziest women. instead of the women that were the most stable and conventionally attractive. I didn't try and understand why I had crushes, but I just followed them. Today, if I were still dating, what I would do is not go after the women that I had a crush on. But instead, I'd look at the attractive women that I wouldn't necessarily obsess over, but I would chase the ones I thought that would have the most attractive children with me. I have no interest in having children either. But if I were to look at women as breeding stock instead of a tool to pleasure my cock, then the women I would pick to be with would look very different than the ones that I would have a natural crush on. I would normally go for women that were perfect in one aspect of their body or personality, and then imperfect in some other parts. Either I was trying to fix them or help them. Or maybe I was tired of the beauty ideal that society was peddling to me. The first and last time I was with a woman you'd say is normal physically, I was afraid of snapping her in two like a twig. And the fact that she didn't actually have any issues put me off. And I was gone within a few weeks. Not for the appearance sake, but because of her crazy and unstable behavior. Lou, I'm really glad you had that 4-year relationship because now you know what you're going your own way from. Can you just imagine dating one of those crazy narcissistic women of today that's between the age of 25 and 30? Also, with regards to having crushes, over time for me, at least they became fewer and farther in between. Until I just don't care anymore. It also helps that I've reprogrammed what I find sexually attractive by looking at adult comics and material that can't exist in real life. And then my subconscious looks at the real world trying to find a woman to have a crush on, but she's just not visually there. Plus, I don't really go out that much, and I even switched my car insurance recently to charge me $100 every 1,000 kilometers. But the last time I veered away from my regular adult material, I ended up getting a crush about 1.5 years ago, and felt those butterflies and good vibes in my stomach. But again, that's super rare right now. I always try and set up a scenario where it's super hard to have a crush on a woman that doesn't exist, and that I don't actually run into in real life. Lou, you're also probably going to regret not telling that hippie chick how you felt for the rest of your life. That's the thing about sexual regrets with men. We quite often regret not asking a woman out instead more in the longer term than asking her out and feeling bad getting shot down in the short term. I can't really remember the bad feelings I got from being rejected by women, but I sure as hell can feel the regret from not asking the certain women out that I had a chance to, even though I never had crushes on them to begin with. How's that for ironic? I never really wanted to sleep with them at the time, but now wish I could create a hot thought time machine that allowed me to go back in time and bang all the women that I didn't want to bang in the past. Lou, when you were with that 45-year-old cradle cock robber, of course you weren't going to have crushes on other women. I don't know about you, but when I'm in love and in a relationship, my cock and heart have a one-track mind. I only have eyes for the one that I'm with. And it's hard to get distracted by someone else when you're pair-bonded with another person. Your inability to have a crush was just part of that. But now you look at all the other women out there that are younger and older and realize that they'll put you through the same sort of hell regardless of your age, and your subconscious probably figured this out and doesn't want to play the hide your hot dog in her hiney game anymore. Eventually with age, most of us get apathetic about relationships and love. I find that recently women have gotten so bad. And since I've been making content for 8 years and was in 15 years worth of relationships before that, I barely remember what women are really supposed to be like. I watch old television shows and other stuff from the late 80s and early 90s, and you can really tell that women and the people in general are no longer polite and civil to one another. It's like in Joker when Arthur says that people are no longer civil to one another and the world has gone crazy, just before he becomes uncivil and blows Murray away. But still, when I had crushes in the 90s to girls I thought were slightly crazy back then, I'm sure it was nothing compared to how crazy has been cranked up today. You can't even have a meaningful conversation without the woke coming out of them and whacking you over the head. Or the mental illness comes oozing out of their pie holes, and as a result, you don't want to go anywhere near their other holes. Ironically, other than that last woman I had a crush on about 1.5 years ago, I'm also finding myself having crushes on women that don't even exist anymore. The most recent woman I had a crush on was a singer from the late 1980s, because of one of her hit songs. Yet today she sounds like she's supporting critical race theory on her Facebook page. But for me, she only exists in the past. She even said that she sang her own songs until I did a little bit more research on her and found out that her hit song was written by a dude, and not even her. That's the moment my crush was over. I can imagine a future where we use Android technology to bring back classy women from the past. Guys banging Marilyn Monroe bots instead of the ones that act like entitled modern women. I guess the question is having a crush on a well-behaved female android that's more pleasant and better to be around than a real woman represent mental illness on the part of the man? Or is it just a reflection of how bad real women have gotten that we would rather choose artificial ones? If all the crushes we've had in real life were with women that were mentally and physically imperfect and unhealthy, then would our mind even accept perfection at this point? I have no idea. I'm just glad that my interest in women over time has declined to the point where I don't get a different crush every few weeks or months. It was distracting. Plus, I don't really find women over the age of 35 attractive anymore. Between 30 and 35, I see them, and I start to think they're going to look real old in a few years. So why bother pursuing them? You tend to stop having as many crushes when you pass your prime reproductive years, regardless of if you had kids or not. I guess I'd also have to say that I had the male version of the baby rabies from my mid-30s to early 40s, and now that's gone. Just like between 14 and 34, I was cuckoo for cooch puffs. But over the last year or two, I just want peace and quiet. Lou, you're 30 years of age now, so the crush thing will continue to decline over the next decade. Just make sure that male baby rabies doesn't push you back towards the plantation. It's almost as if nature is telling you you're too old to deal with the hassle of young children once you pass the age of 40. If you think the women out there these days are wild, just wait until you see how the children behave. Anyways, that's it for today. Thanks again to Lou for the donation and topic. Don't forget to smash the like button the way that a land whale that has a crush on you might try and sit on you and crush your cock to death. Bang the bell and check out the mystery link. Follow me on BitChute, Twitter, and Facebook to get tomorrow's video today. Subscribe to me on Minds, Gab, and MGTOW.TV to get the video for the day after tomorrow. This channel's been demonetized, and if you want to help me keep making content, then please support me through Subscribestar. There's a link to it in the description. Or you can do an hour-long coaching chat with the Sandman for $45, and I won't rush you out the door like a cheap whore. Thanks for taking your daily dose of red pills, and remember, a red pill a day keeps the cradle-robbing cougars that love-bomb you at first, only to leave you with a dead bedroom situation away. So enjoy the rest of your day, and cheers.